This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there's not such a great mood going on in Congress right now. We were talking earlier today with all of this bringing us back to the summer before this last summer. It's the summer of 2020, the George Floyd summer, if you will. And the riots in Kenosha and the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, that is one of the issues of the day. But what it should remind us all of is how unbelievably unwelcome the idea of political violence should be, and how destructive it could be for the United States if it goes out of control. And this doesn't mean a lack of conviction about Republican principles or conservative principles or any principles at all. What it means is that the whole country is damaged when you get into this kind of extreme notion that the other side basically deserves violence. Now, there's a complicated case right now, and I do understand how someone could argue it the other way. But there was a apparently humorous video that was released that was produced by Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona. And it basically shows him engaged in killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat in New York. Now, I know people might use that as a figure of speech, that, oh boy, I'd like to kill her. God forbid. I mean, the idea that you would want to kill someone because of their political point of view, killing someone who wants to destroy our country or is menacing you, that's self-defense, of course, but that's not the kind of argument that we're having over, I don't know, funding the infrastructure bill. And then there's also in the Washington Post, there's this horrible story. Representative Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan, has received multiple death threats in the days since he voted for the infrastructure deal. Now, I understand that the infrastructure deal is resented by most Republicans, all except for 13 Republicans in the House of over 200, voted against the infrastructure bill. But death threats? Because you voted to spend federal money in a way that is irresponsible? You're a traitor. I hope you die. The man on the could be heard who left a phone call from South Carolina. Upton isn't even one of the people representing him. The voice goes on to say he hoped Upton's family and his entire staff die. An Upton spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment yesterday. Upton told CNN his office has received several such calls after a House colleague tweeted the names and office phone numbers of the Republicans who voted in favor of the infrastructure bill. The measure passed the House late Friday on a 228-206 vote, 2 months after it was approved by the Senate on an overwhelming 69-30 vote. And there were 19 Republican U.S. senators who voted for that infrastructure bill. The whole notion of politicizing basically violence based upon disagreements among people in the House of Representatives, this is an amazing thing. And there's this. This is the Washington Post report on the Paul Gosar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez piece. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today called for multiple investigations into the posting of an animated video by Representative Paul Gosar, Republican Arizona, that depicts him killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat New York, and swinging two swords at the face of President Joe Biden. It clearly was meant as a joke. It's an incredibly bad joke and amazingly inappropriate. And again, to try to defend this as an acceptable exercise of humor, there was a comment by the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee, which also called for an ethics investigation of Paul Gosar. The Representative Matthew Cartwright of Pennsylvania and Debbie Dingell of Michigan, Ted Lieu of California, they all signed this one comment, which it seems to me puts the essence of the question into focus. They say, in any other job in America, if a coworker made a video and made it public, and this was sent out to his list on social media, and made it public, showing him the killing another coworker, that person would be fired. Is that not true? I think it is, especially if it was someone with whom you had bad blood. And this was based upon one of the points that Paul Gosar said in his response to this. He said, any anime fans out there, and that was the caption that he sent accompanying this 90-second clip, and it appears to be an altered version of the opening credits of the Japanese animated series Attack on Titan. The show centers on a hero who sets out to destroy the Titans, giant creatures that have devoured nearly all of human civilization. Is that what the squad really is? Giant creatures that have destroyed nearly all of human civilization? In the video, the congressman, Paul Gosar, is depicted fighting the Titans alongside Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Lauren Boebert of Colorado. In one scene, Octavio Cortez's face is edited over one of the Titan's faces. Gosar flies into the air and slashes the Titan in the back of the neck, killing it. Is this what we pay our members of Congress for? Really, it's so sad. And again, it seemed that there was at least some chance that people on the left side of things would begin to take James Carville's advice and tone down some of their more extreme positions that make it hard to make any progress at all. But one of the things that I do think is going to be the product of the fascination today in particular, and actually for the last couple of days with this Kyle Rittenhouse case, am I wrong that there is a united feeling that this cuts across party lines, that basically the injustice would be just too much for Kyle Rittenhouse to be treated like a murderer with a motive and intent, who went out attempting to kill people? He actually responded very well, as you heard in his testimony today. When he was asked, was it your intention to kill people? Why did you have the gun? And he said, no, his intention was to protect himself, which, by the way, is legal and not worthy of this ordeal. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Medved in a moment.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, if people felt, and I know when I was speaking yesterday with Peter Robinson, there was a extremely optimistic tone because of the recent elections, and you remember all that glow that I think most conservatives all across the country, all around the world, in fact, because it encouraged people in other countries as well to see the victory by Glenn Youngkin, who I think is going to be an outstanding governor of Virginia, and the strong performance for conservatives everywhere, even in places that were very unlikely, like the state of New York and Long Island, here in Seattle, where one of the reports that I have in the little time I've been away, I was away last night in Simi Valley, California at the Reagan Library and was very pleased. There were even some folks. I was one of those things where I had a fellow come up who had been a classmate of mine in junior high school, and which is really pretty amazing. And I kind of remembered him. We were in the same Boy Scout troop in Point Loma, which is a neighborhood of San Diego where my parents were living for 9 years during most of my time going to elementary school and junior high school, what today we call middle school, and then first year of high school. But he had become a federal court judge, a superior court judge for the state of California, but was also a veteran DA. I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to speak with him about the trial that is riveting the attention of the country right now. But there's there is so much going on right now that is polarizing, including, of course, the reactions to the Rittenhouse case, including this case of demands for punitive action or at least condemnation by Kevin McCarthy against Representative Paul Gosar for sending out what is supposed to have been a comical video showing animated versions of him and his colleagues, his Republican colleagues, killing a monster that has on it the face of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And he indicates that he had his office engaged in producing that. It's dubious, but is it likely to be an overreaction, to which I don't want to contribute? Yeah, there's likely to be an overreaction. And especially when you have people calling and leaving messages, which is incredibly stupid because they can probably find out who you are. And when you're talking about killing a congressman and his family because he dared to vote on the infrastructure bill, there's something terribly wrong here. Because the infrastructure bill or the issues in which Gosar is involved with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the idea that these are life and death issues, that that our politics, which at its best is about important stuff. If you look back at the real Civil War, the Civil War that we fought between 1861 and 1865, saving the country, ending slavery, putting the United States on the road, particularly with the post-war amendments toward a more just, less racist country. And again, that's why it seems to me that there is such interest in that period, because it was a period when the fighting was really about issues of deep moral consequence and deep practical and national consequence as well. Which of our issues that we're fighting over right now would lead to death threats logically, or even the idea that it's funny to show members of Congress killing one another? Really? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's another issue that is up before the public. There's a very controversial appointment by President Biden, and it's an appointment for the Comptroller of the Currency. And the nominee he is appointed is a very prominent Kazakh-American. And no, it's not just Borat, who is a Kazakh-American. Sauli Omarova is undergoing
congressional hearings about her service potentially as Comptroller of the Currency in the Treasury Department. And one of the issues that has come up, I actually think that there should be further issues about some of her background, because she apparently has a movie credit, and the movie credit sounds very controversial. I'd like to hear more about that. It's it has the A-H word in the title. That hasn't come up yet, as far as I know. But what has come up is her idea that she actually thinks it would be a good thing for oil and gas companies to go bankrupt. And this may indeed lead to her not being confirmed for the position to which she's been nominated. It's a foolish nomination and a foolish position to take. This is the way she handled the question concerning climate change and the future of oil, coal, and gas. This is clip 7.
And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change. Is she ready for prime time? And again, if the only way to move us toward climate change is to start bankrupting American businesses, especially at a time when we have the supply chain problems, when the prices of oil and gas are so enormous, when... By the way, Jeremy, I was on the plane this morning. Have they found Gavin Newsom yet? Have they tracked him down? Because this was a very big issue in California. The governor, his wife is saying it's none of your business where he is. Where'd they find him? Is he hiking the Appalachian Trail? What? Okay, we will let you know. Actually, one would think that a lot of voters in California would be thrilled that Gavin Newsom was missing. I mean, yeah, he could be out having going to another exclusive restaurant for a meal that lasted... He's been gone for 2 weeks. Nobody knows. He canceled a speech at Glasgow. Imagine that. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse is testifying in his own defense on Wednesday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old accused of opening fire on looters and rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots over a police shooting in 2020, killing two men. Rittenhouse saying he went to Kenosha to protect businesses from rioters and looters and was only defending himself. After nearly 2 weeks of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being authorized for use in kids aged 5 through 11, the White House on Wednesday is giving an update. Jeff Zients, the COVID-19 response coordinator, sharing some encouraging news.
By the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show. Okay, I really shouldn't go off unprepared on this, but this is fascinating, and this actually deserves a little bit more attention. I know that the nomination of Sally Amorova has been very controversial. And she was a member of the Bush administration, by the way, but her background is fascinating. She was born in the West Kazakhstan region of the Kazakh Soviet Socialist Republic. And this is before Kazakhstan was the glorious independent nation it is today. And she said in an interview in 2020... with Chris Hayes on MSNBC, she said, "I went to high school in a small, tiny Kazakh provincial town on the outskirts of the Soviet Empire." She then later went to the big city. She graduated from Moscow State University and as a holder of a prestigious Lenin Personal Academic Scholarship. Her thesis from Moscow State University is entitled Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. She moved to the United States in 1991, where she later received a PhD in political science from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She also has a law degree from Northwestern University School of Law, which is an outstanding law school. And her thesis was called at University of Wisconsin, The Political Economy of Oil in Post-Soviet Kazakhstan. This, is it possible that this is a joke? I mean, again, I'm not saying that she isn't a patriotic, naturalized American and all of that, but seriously, does Joe Biden have enough trouble right now that he might have picked a less a less controversial choice for controller of the presidency. And then in Wikipedia, it lists that she does have a role, and I'm not sure what the role is, in a movie which is called Beep. It's the AH word is the title. And then the subtitle is A Theory of Donald Trump. And it's just one of those things where, given the fact that people are so transfixed right now by the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, were that not the case, I think we might be looking forward to even more controversy regarding Omarova and her appointment. Oh, and just now, John Kerry has a prediction that by 2030, we won't have coal. And that's also interesting. And
I
of course,
have a plan.
In California, and it's astonishing. I mean, just being in California, you drive around. There are lots of gas stations around, and gas is available. But, you know, it's like a dollar more than it is in the state of Washington. I went out and got gas last week, and it was $3.49. Was kind of the best I could find for regular gas. And in California, it's a more than a dollar more than that. It's like $4.50 and up. And that's in a state where, under Governor Newsom, by the way, his press secretary, Daniel Lopez, told SFGate that the governor had worked at the Capitol last week and will resume normal appearances sometime this week. Now, part of this, there's, of course, a conspiracy theory about it. He announced publicly he got a booster shot. And, of course, the rumor mill, not attributing this rumor to anyone, is that Newsom has disappeared from public view, and he's normally very, very not shy about the cameras and about publicity, but that he had a booster shot and he had an adverse reaction and didn't want to publicize that because, again, we are trying to encourage people to get booster shots. And you can imagine Aaron Rodgers just jumping on this or anyone else if that is at all the case. Governor Newsom, maybe he was just running for cover after Newt Gingrich mentioning on our radio show that he thought Gavin Newsom would be heading the Democratic Party in the election of 2024, would be the nominee for President of the United States, which would make which would be just about as inviting a target of as Sally Almorova for controller of the currency. Now, if you ask most people, including probably most members of Congress who are going to be voting on this, if you asked what exactly does the controller of the currency do, I'm not sure that there would be a definitive answer. I'll tell you there is a definitive answer to one of the things that is terribly wrong about our politics right now, and it has to do with the inability to speak truthfully about some of our most intense and pressing and painful public issues without being shut down for telling the simple truth. Jason Riley has a terrific piece in the Wall Street Journal today. And like a lot of his other pieces, it is courageous and it is clear thinking. And he's talking about the response to a Chicago Tribune column that was written by Darlene Glanton. And it was written in May after a 7-year-old Jaslyn Adams was shot dead
while sitting in a car with her father at a McDonald's drive-thru. And he said in that column in the Chicago Tribune, Darlene Glanton said, "You can't be a gangbanger and a good parent." And gangbanging and parenting don't mix, Glanton wrote. "A man who puts his child in danger, even for love, is not a good father, no matter how much he claims to be. When a bullet meant for him kills a child, he becomes an unwitting accomplice in the murder. And following Jaslyn's death and that of another Chicago youth, 13-year-old Adam Toledo, who was shot by police a split second after tossing his gun, McDonald's CEO, that's McDonald as in hamburgers, whose name is Chris Kempczinski, sent a text message to Mayor Lori Lightfoot about the tragic shootings. With both, the parent failed those kids, which I know is something you aren't supposed to say. Even harder to fix. The text became public recently, and calls for Mr. Kempczinski's resignation followed. And the CEO has embarked on an apology tour. And Jason Riley says, the reality is there's nothing to apologize for. Jaslyn's father, who was injured but survived, has a long criminal record and acknowledged on social media that he knew that he was a target for gang retaliation. So why are they calling for the McDonald's CEO, demanding his apologies? Because they claim it's racially insensitive. We will get to that. Is there any substance to that at all? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, so what does the CEO of McDonald's, who I know very little about, but he sounds like a decent guy, and he is being charged with racism and insensitivity because of a communication that he had with the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot. What does he have to do with these two killings that he was talking about? Well, he's the CEO of McDonald's, and the first killing was had to do with Jocelyn Adams and a killing back in May where she was sitting with her father in a drive-through of McDonald's. He knew that he was being wanted by other people involved in his gang, and she was killed. And then there is another case where at 2 in the morning, a young man was out firing randomly and ended up killed in a confrontation with police where it was clear that he was firing and this was not one of those cases. Both of the victims happened to be black. And the CEO of McDonald's said that with both these tragic shootings, the parents failed these kids, which I know is something you can't say. Even harder to fix. Now, he's now apologized for this text because of its insensitivity. And Jason Riley writes in the Wall Street Journal, and it's very important. He says, Mr. Kempczinski, that's the CEO of McDonald's, was stating a plain truth, making an observation surely shared by an overwhelming majority of rational adults. The problem, as he also noted in his text, is that stating plain truths has become verboten, especially in regard to the behavior of racial and ethnic minorities like the victims in Chicago. We are supposed to pretend that the high rates of violent crime and other social pathologies among low-income blacks and Hispanics can be blamed entirely on systemic racism, and that the individuals themselves are blameless. It's hard to see how we can address these and other social disparities, writes Jason Riley, if we can't have honest conversations about what's driving them. And the political left's attempt to silence truth-tellers will only delay those conversations. Earlier this year, he writes, a Georgetown University law professor was terminated for musing aloud that year after year, many of her black students tended to have the lowest grades. Not long ago, a University of Pennsylvania law professor expressed a similar sentiment and was reprimanded for her remarks. In neither case did anyone present evidence showing that what the professor said was untrue or that they harbored any ill will toward black students.
they were attacked as racist, no less, for saying something that is well known among academics at elite institutions, but that you are not permitted to discuss. Jason is never afraid to get into every kind of controversy. I've just read an advanced copy of his new book, which is coming out, which is called The Black Boom, which is basically how well the black community has done through the free market and the kind of progress that has been made by his fellow black Americans, and really astonishing progress. And I can't wait until that book comes out. I was very pleased to endorse it. But one of the things it talks about is the failure of government programs, which is another instance that you're not supposed to point to. And one of the government programs that he points to that has failed horribly has to do with what is called affirmative action, but it really isn't that. It's preferential treatment to people based upon race. And if you are going to respond very differently to people based upon race, then what you're doing is you are putting into practice what is called critical race theory. Because that whole idea is the notion that the essential, most essential part of someone's role in society and someone's fate and someone's nature and some the basis for judging people has to be race conscious. It has to be have in mind the long history of oppression and suffering and difficulty, rather than judging people, yes, by the color of their skin, and no, not by the content of their character. Because that's the difficulty with what is being talked about and what is being advanced to basically try to indoctrinate so many of our children. And by the way, there are a number of great pieces that I do think we need to get into that indicate that when people on the left say, well, wait a minute, the Republicans are all concerned about critical race theory. Nobody is teaching critical race theory, not in public schools. I actually spoke to a public high school teacher last night when I was signing books after my speech at Reagan Library. And she herself was, I believe, an ethnic minority. But she said that, the first thing they were required to do was, and she listed a number of the books that they were listed as part of their curriculum and the sensitivity, and even mentioned the phrase critical race theory at a public school and not a university or a law school or some kind of esoteric, deeply sophisticated institution. This is a high school. And a well-intentioned high school teacher who didn't want to teach her children, because why would you? And that's the problem. Because one of the essential elements of critical race theory is that there's nothing that you can do. It's going to require a sweeping, complete, transformative social change, changing everything on which this nation is based. Because the whole idea, remember, is if you're teaching people that in 1619 was when America was founded, and despite the fact that, of course, that's 1619, it was founded before the Pilgrims came. Jamestown had been around for 13 years. And what was it about 1619 that made it the American founding? It was slavery. And if you want to believe that slavery was the essence and the very core of the American experience, and that it's impossible to try to come to terms with American history without emphasizing racism and the role of racism in our history, then how are you encouraging people, young people, ambitious and talented and gifted young people who have doors open to them today that their grandparents and their great-grandparents couldn't even have dreamed of, how are you actually encouraging them to continue to do better? And this goes to the essence of part of what Jason Riley is writing, and both referring to it in his column, and it's the subject of his new book, The Black Boom. And the idea that somehow telling people that you're doomed, that you will never fully overcome the racism that is steeped into the soul of other people or holding you back, why is it helpful to try to suggest to young people that you are powerless or that your success and your achievement and everything that you attempt and plan in life is going to be dependent upon the attitudes of other people and prejudicial attitudes of other people, which need to be corrected? How? They're not so clear on that, but it involves lots of money, reparations, and other things in most cases for most critical race theory theorists. We will get to more of that, of course, and we look forward to having Jason on to talk about the whole idea of the black boom. But meanwhile, what about our media? Why do media go along with this notion that critical race theory is not influential, it doesn't affect people's hiring or people's attitudes or people's curricula? Partially because the media is very, very one-sided and increasingly woke. We'll be speaking with a prominent leader in the media, an editor at Newsweek, who has something to say about bad news, which we need to confront in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.